Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. I guess we survived the Monday, so here we are. It's Tuesday. I got Evan on the board. Had a look. You're not fancy, Brian. There's Evan on the board. Appreciate you standing in once again, my good friend. Gonna turn up my earphones.
Ooh.
Gotta be able to hear myself. I'm awfully sexy if I play this right. You know, just a little less than full volume, and I'm super sexy. But I got a big, sexy show for all you fine people. And, you know, today I want to talk about a very important topic. And we're going to have some fine conversations. Hopefully you'll be a part at 844-967-2789. Coming up later in the big show, an old friend, been far too long. My bad. But I've invited him back, and he is joining me today. He is Jay Heck from Common Cause of Wisconsin. Going to bring him on the big show, 4:30 Central Time. You'll want to be a part, so stick around for that. But the lead topic, as I see it, Joe Biden called Peter Ducey. I believe it was a dumb son of a bitch. I think that's what he called him. And, oh, this is the trending news on Fox News, certainly. I mean, they're making a big deal out of it. And we actually have the sound. We're going to play it because, you know, I find it somewhat clever, somewhat humorous. And I've got sort of an interesting take on this. I kind of stand with Peter Ducey. And I know that you're not going to want to hear that, all you fine audience listeners. But I do. Because I've been Peter Ducey. Yeah, I'll get there. I'll make it all make sense, hopefully, before I'm done. But let's start with the sound. Let's play the exchange. Let's start with some sound that doesn't include Peter Ducey being called a dumb son of a bitch. Let's start with President Joe Biden, your president, mine. Cut number 10, Evan, if you would. There is nearly total unanimity. I'm not sure what the topic is. Cut 10.
The only reason I don't like doing this is you never report on why I've called a meeting. And this is really important. I had a very, very, very good meeting. Total unanimity with all the European leaders. We'll talk about it later. Thank you.
Okay, so Russia and Ukraine, the topic. My bad, I didn't hear the sound. Just the one important one. We'll get there soon. Evan, let's keep going down the list. No competition holds back the economy. Cut 11, please.
What we've seen over the last few decades is less competition and more concentration. That literally holds the economy back.
More from President Joe Biden. Cut 12, please.
Well, it's good to see you all. Let's have a cabinet meeting.
More Joe Biden. Lucky cut 13, please.
Competition results in lower prices for families. Competition results in fair wages for workers. And as you all know, competition encourages companies to innovate.
More from Biden. Cut 14. No competition equals exploitation.
I've said it before, capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's exploitation.
And it's a monopoly. And we used to bust the trust, but I don't know that we do that anymore. More President Joe Biden, capitalism is working for the people, at least some people. Cut 15.
The bottom line is our economy shouldn't be about people working for capitalism. It should be about capitalism working for people.
Well, it doesn't always work like that, Joe, but, you know, it's aspirational. And then Joe Biden got asked a question by Peter Ducey. And Ducey, if you're unfamiliar, the son of another you know, Ignoramus Ducey. So he is literally the dumb son. And I'll leave the other part out for now. But works for Foxy News. You know, a little nepotism. Never hurt anybody. Certainly not Peter Ducey, because it's benefited him greatly. You know, and he's something of a White House troll. He's supposed to be part of the Fox News news division. You know, they draw that distinction. They got their opinion hosts, think Tucker Carlson, then they got their news division. Think Brett Baer and apparently Peter Ducey. But Ducey's a big troll. And if you're unfamiliar, whether it's Jen Psaki or the president himself, he is like the loyal troll. And he's going to frame a question a certain way, and he's trying to prick the president or get under the skin of his comms director, Jen Psaki. But I believe we're going to play the complete soundbite here. He asked the president a question. Joe Biden, apparently, some claim it's a senior moment because he didn't know his microphone was still hot. And, you know, here's how he responded to that dumb son of a Ducey. Cut 16.
What do you think, President Biden?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a...
So what Ducey was screaming there at the end of the press conference, and people often do that, I don't know why, I'm not usually a yeller sort, but he's yelling at the president, you know, is inflation going to be a liability in the midterms? And Joe Biden's obviously being somewhat sarcastic in his, you know, response. No, I want more inflation, you dumb son of a bitch. So anyways, Biden has been excoriated for this point. And apparently he even called Ducey to clear the air. That's what I've read. Not so much an apology, just to clear the air. Well, you know what? And here's the weird part. I stand with Ducey. You know, journalists in some way, shape, or form are supposed to be adversarial. Now, Ducey barely clings to the title of journalist. But here's what I mean. I have been Peter Ducey. Here in the great state of Wisconsin, we had a former gubernator, Scott Walker. And Scott Walker would go to right-wing talk radio. He'd go, you know, to preferred media outlets. Hell, I mean, if OAN or Newsmax or Fox News, if they called, Scott Walker would go running. He'd go running. He was a media whore for the right. But as a journalist, or at least journalist adjacent here in the state of Wisconsin, you don't get those opportunities. The former gubernator wouldn't come around this fine radio show. So, you know, if I wanted to ask Scott Walker a question, I'd have to go chase him out to a public event. And I'd usually have to be part of a broader press gaggle. In those circumstances, they're a pain in the ass. You know, there's 20, 30, 50 journalists in one subject, and, you know, you don't get to raise your hand and get called on. That's not usually how it works. I mean, at a presidential press conference, you know, Joe Biden decides, or his staff probably gave him a list, here's the batting order. But when you go to a press gaggle at the end of some public event, usually it's just who's most forceful. Who's going to ask their question and not give? Because you're probably interrupting others. Like three of you might be asking, three people talking at the same time. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but when I project from my diaphragm, I got kind of a loud voice. And Scott Walker, our former gubernator here in the great state of Wisconsin, Republican, Scott Walker ran for president once upon a time. And, you know, I took great interest in his candidacy, although it was short-lived. He only made it 71 days as an official candidate. Now he had a shadow campaign all through the spring of 2015. Hell, some polling had him as a front runner. Till Donald Trump got in the race. And Donald Trump squished him like a bug. You remember the one debate where Scott Walker tried to challenge Trump? This country doesn't need another apprentice, sir. We've tried that. And then apparently Scott Walker was the last candidate to leave the spin room, try to gain traction with that terrible, we don't need another apprentice. Tried to force feed it to the press. They weren't eating what he was serving because it wasn't right-wing talk radio. It wasn't, you know, a supportive talk radio outlet or Fox News. So Scott Walker floundered as a political candidate. By the time they took the polling, Iowa caucus, he didn't even make it to Iowa. But he got out of the race in September of 2015. And at the time, he was polling 0.0 in Iowa. Hurts Scott Walker, doesn't it? I bet, and I made that sort of prediction. I knew that night he cried himself into his pillow. But then he came back. Then, you know, even though he was only, what, checking in with staff like 15 minutes a day. I mean, the guy had been on the presidential campaign trail for months. But, you know, he's stuck with this day job. He's still got to be the governor of the state of Wisconsin for a while longer. Damn it. So he came back and he did his first public event. And I thought, you know, just for kicks and giggles, Crudy's going to that big event. And it was at an industrial site. And I saw Scott Walker talking to an elderly couple. And they seemed completely unenthusiastic about being seated near the former failed presidential candidate. But anyways, they did their press conference and everyone asked their questions and someone said, one last question. I said, here's my chance. So I jumped in at that time. And I said, you know, Scott Walker, you've been out on the campaign trail. And, you know, I just wonder if you have perhaps a laurel wreath to offer to your Democratic opponents, you know, now that you're back. Or is it going to be more wreaking havoc, sir? Well, that was a complete troll question, right? Scott Walker had, I want to wreak havoc on America like I wreaked havoc right here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, it was his failed presidential platform, or he tried to incorporate it into a speech at one point. So anyways, that was not the first or the last time I ever trolled Scott Walker. I mean, I could literally see his eyes roll back into his head, closed his eyes, long pause, turned away from me, ignored me, and then answered the question to the other assembled press. Well, let me tell you, you know, the answer unimportant. Because I knew I had accomplished my goal. I had trolled him. I made him face an angry press, an adversarial press. Yeah, I felt good about myself. I still tell the story right here on the radio occasionally. So I got to tell you in a weird sort of way. I stand with Peter Ducey. But that doesn't mean he's not a dumb son of a Ducey. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us if you're not a dumb son of a Ducey. 844-967-2789. I want to talk to you. Is this a new Joe? Is this an angry Joe? Or did Ducey have it coming? You know, I like the fact that someone's got to troll these politicians.
You're so stupid.